So tell me what an Easter basket looks like.
Okay, our Easter baskets...
what do you
put
in it?
Traditionally have... Okay, so I'll go with the meats. We have the ham, the pork, the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have cottage cheese, quite often dry curd. We have the butter, salt.
Do you do it? Do you have it just plain as cheese, or do you do something with it?
We mix it generally with cream and onion. Some people with dill.
Oh, really? Because okay. The one that I know is sweet. So this isn't a sweet one.
It's just dry curd. Some people now are just using the ordinary cottage cheese, but
yeah.
I still use the... My mom in Two Hills did the dry curd. And
yeah, and you mix it with dill and onion, so it's not...
Either dill or onion. Some people
yeah.
will use the dill, and then I say I add some cream to it, so it's...
Cream cheese or
no,
cream?
No, just cream, like whipping cream.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and just add it so there's a bit more of a consistency. There's always horseradish, garlic. The horseradish, we usually go into and find it. We often
yard.
Will dig it up, no, alongside roads or in somebody else's, because
yeah, yeah.
it spreads
I know.
So rapidly
I know.
That I do not have it in my yard. we have the beets, the beets and horseradish mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
We have onions, celery, tomatoes. Some people put strawberries in their baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will put some Easter, like children's Easter eggs and things like that in.
Oh, the candy.
Especially if they have the candy, if they have children that are coming. Of course, we have the hard-boiled eggs.
Do you shell them or not?
We shell them so
yep.
that they actually get blessed.
Yep.
And then, of course, traditionally in my family anyway, there was always a new Easter egg. That was either made
you mean
or
pesanka.
Purchased a pesanka.
Yeah.
And that
them?
One in the basket, my daughters make them.
Uh-huh.
Their
grandmother, daughters?
Mary Siona, I have three daughters.
They all make them.
Not necessarily each every year, but
uh-huh.
All three made them this year.
Uh-huh.
And brought them. We usually bring 2 to 3 baskets when we come because one basket isn't enough. And then we have, cousins that come over, after, we had, I think, 16 of us at our house after the service.
Do you do a Pascha or a babka?
We do Paschas and babkas. I made the babka
this year. What
do they
look
like? The babkas they look traditionally like the long ones that you make in soup cans.
Do you put white icing on top?
No, I don't, but my mother did occasionally.
Yeah. What's your Pascha look like?
My daughter Dawn made the Pascha this year.
Uh-huh.
And it's... Well, I mean, she follows Stachesian's cookbook, and so...
There is a new cookbook out.